17. Not unlike contemporary paintings, the encounters we can't touch, we stare and stare at, unable to slake the urge to have what appears, with its cold, calculating series, bear other arms beyond. Maybe because the backdrop of love, half-fledged and fidgety, feels found, and the approach to the swung-open door of capital acquaintance, time and again, runs smack up against the perspective lacking in our own unquiet connoisseur's desires. Like paintings, with others there's no telling what large nerve put them there, like weather, which I'll swear supplies our viscera with their most pointed locations, their stoked fire, their fiercely stirred and then subsiding just as swiftly drift. Some, many, lit windows ride only your dark island how many times. When I first caught sight, holding it out like a ticket stub across the past packed casual island, our placeholder jolting across the bright diameter of the morning commute, rattling capital across the vast sunken kingdom of light whose wake is not, I swear, a prerequisite to the artist at work in me. Only your dark island encroaches on my childish discretion with the truth. Only a prosthetic employment gets me off. See, a wrist, sister, as one might imagine, is a wrist, is a sun-smeared wrist, holding out like a ticket stub, a ripe pear in the Anjou weather, held gingerly or a toy in the sun. Fuck painters. They think that because they alone can render the light primitive and keep pace with it, they own the look of things. I could have said, repudiate painters. Apelles, what should feel? Adam from Adam. Like a hand suddenly maudlin across the vast sunken kingdom of light, the errant light extends tendrils, holds out the wrong thing many times within reach of the pure abstract placeholderdom in us. It flings fiercely stirred and then into lonesome fire a dish of peaches and bruises on some of the peaches. It is thrown many times when I first caught sight into confusion because it soon revokes whatever it gives, like minarets, like the dark circumference some lit windows ride at 8 o'clock in the morning, beneath the casement falling across her small, jolting kindnesses, it makes mute lightning out of my demands. Live hands, it is so hard to. I wear you before and after the accumulated work of my demands. Like paintings, they try hard to pose as the flat darkness of fact or portents, or whatever you could write to me about, and they impart their false music to the truths we hold self-evident, like love's cleft weather and sacrifice and the indiscreet open door of someone contemporary losing his nerve.